You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Within 30 days of Saint Talamata, Mayor, did you remember to say the Saint Talamata by Shemoneh Esra? You sure?
No.
Avi, you remember tonight to say the Saint Talamata?
Yes.
What about by Mincha today?
Yes.
You said, how do you know? You still remember?
Yes.
You remember that you said it by Mincha? What about by Shachris? Baigla. You said the same time by Mincha? By Mincha? By, do you remember? You remember now that you said by Mincha? Really? Okay. See, Rabbi Sai, what I'm going to share with you tonight is a Chiddush LaHalacha. First of all, you know, it says in Poskim, look at the Shulchan Aruch. It says in Shulchan Aruch, B'moisa Chama. In Sivches, you have it in your Shulchan Aruch, in the Mishnah Berurah on top there. The Mishnah Berurah side, not my handwriting side. It says, V'chamakom sha'anu oimrim, I'm sorry, B'moiz ha'chama, in the summer, in the stopik in Miska Merda Geshem in line. If you say Merda Geshem this summer, so if you forgot, did I say Merda Geshem, Mashrim Geshem? In Lad Lamed Yoim, it's a famous Yerushalmi. So Yerushalmi says 30 days. It takes 30 days to retrain yourself to say it correctly. It says 30 days. Mechaber. This is Kuf Yudal. You don't have it on top. It's Sim Kuf Yudal. Sif Katan Sif Ches. So, it takes 30 days. I noticed with myself it takes less than 30 days. I'm already trained. It's already about 27 days now, 25 days. It takes me less than 30 days. If I don't think, if I'm thinking about a Tosfos or a Ramba during the davening, Chas v'Shalom, so I'll say it right because I'm already trained. But I asked another Rebbe, can I follow my habits? I have to go by the Shulchan Aruch. So I have a raya from a Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Pesach. The Gemara says in Avi Pesachim, if you drink a lot of wine, it makes you hungry. And a little wine makes you full. Ironic. It's a Gemara in Avi Pesachim. So the Chafetz Chai says in the Biri Halach, if you're different, let's say, I know I'm different. So I go by my. So I said, if I know I'm different, so I don't ever have to fake this anymore. Because I'm already trained. But look what the Chafetz Chai says in Islam and Ches. In the bottom of the first column of the Mishnah Berurah. So that is in 30 days. For 30 days, we assume you said the old way. Then Barulo Shibbetaitel is Kamena Mahira. Let's say, you know, sometimes before Shemoneh Esra, you say, I got to remember to say Alvi Yavoy. Kamena Mahira is talking about here when you say it's bad. And the summer starts, if you say Mashiach, but he's talking about on a Cholamoyed, on Linin Haskov, Ushela, the Alvi Yavoy, like St. Talmud, Ushela. During Shemoneh Esra, he says, don't forget, right? Sometimes you click in. During Shemoneh Esra, don't forget to say the Saint Talamata. L'achaz man muflag. Then much later, nafal sakbe b'yulima. Afal zman muflag. Much later, nafal sakbe b'yulima zach b'tfil olam. Ain't tzach laza. Doesn't have to go back. In the sar asafik b'yad achat fila. But if right after davening, you had the safik, yesh lachzor. And notice he quotes this from the Mor Uktsiyo Magen Gibor. So when I was in yeshiva, and I had time, I looked up the Mor Uktsiyo and the Magen Gibor. And I noticed that the Magen Gibor says that the Mishnah Berurah and the Mor Uktsiyo says something totally different. I tried to print it for you, but there was no Mor Uktsiyo in the yeshiva, so somebody got it on the computer, and he didn't have a printer. So if you turn over, I wrote it out. I wrote it in my own hieroglyphics. I wrote, this is the Mor Uktsiyo. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this, and look how he says something totally different. Marks here, Nils Vyadaiti. He's going on this, it's in Simen Kuf Yadal, on this Shulchan Aruch. Sheinikra Safek, it says, Sam Alibo has Safek, take us with Makam, Shehayalei Lehazkir. Hey Yudlam is Hayalei Lehazkir. In other words, when you're supposed to remember, he said, ooh, did I say it right away? On the Pachas at least, Shinal Besalchav Deno Omeid Ba'osat Fil. He's still a middle Shemoneh Esra. In the middle Shemoneh Esra, did I say it? Shahil el haskir ba. Abba. Says the Mar Uktsiyo. Achad shesiyah b'tfilah. If you finish davening Shemoneh Esra. V'kol shken achar zman mufla. He says, as soon as you finish davening, and kol shekein, after a long time, in nichlas oz safek bilibo, notice, he's not saying you thought about it before. The Mishnah Brura is talking when you thought about it in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei to say it. The Mishnah Brura is speaking when you thought about saying it, and then you forgot about it, and much later you had the safek. He still got stopped. You didn't think anything before. But just after Shemoneh Esrei, certainly later, so you shouldn't be there old in this case. Aims and nichlas began to suffix lach zero. It's not a suffix. Aims and nichlas began to suffix lach zero. It's not even a suffix. If you remember, if you finish davening, it's not a suffix. Why? Why? Because that's my start of.
Same thing. In the beginning, he was thinking about it.
No. He's not talking about it at the beginning. We're thinking about it. That's only in the Mishnah Berurah, not in the Marks here. Yeah, that's after he said it. Yeah, but he's talking about when the suffix happened.
The two suffixes in the same Shemoneh Esrei. One after he was to say it, and then one later in the Shemoneh Esrei.
Not two suffixes, this way or that way. He says right away when you're supposed to say it, you're not sure if you said it, so assume. Yeah, that's the pshat. Yeah.
Why can't you say like the first prophet before you didn't have a bunch of mind, a bunch of omach or shemar, it'll make you go back, there's no guarantee you're going to do it again.
In Haskari, you don't do that. I never understood that din, Mike. To be honest with you, Michael, it's a Shulchan Aruch Kuf Zayin. I never understood that din. But we only say that Lagavi Kavona. But Lagavi's saying something. Michael says, who says, yeah, better luck the next time. You ever hear a guy who forgot it and davened again and forgot it? I forgot it the second time, Michael. I want to meet that guy.
when you forget the second time, Shemesh or Shabbos, when you forget to say Yalav Yavoi, and when the next day is Shchedesh, and things like that, you say it the second time.
And the Sugyan Brachas.
What?
Yeah, we always
say. You don't say the third time anymore because who says that you're going to remember the third time?
No, that's not why. Anyway, that's it. That's only with Kavan. That din is Shulchan Aruch. If you don't have Kavan in the first bracha, we don't go back because who says you'll have Kavan in the second time? That's the strange din which I never understood. I don't understand that, but you're right. It does say that, but it doesn't. But Lagabi mentioning something, we make you go back. We'll say yeah. When he goes back, he'll remember. I want to meet the Elohim. Daven again because he forgot something. He forgot it the second. Daven Nachamal. Do it again. Bechol Milsa. Now he's saying, why it's not a suffix. He says a big klal from Gemara. Bechol Milsa lo ramulei deinish. Anything that's not incumbent upon you, avid level of adaita. You did it without thinking. See, Rabbi Yisrael, we'll soon discuss this. Who says you're going to remember? She says, Mukminu lachas kase. You put him on his chazaka. Here too. Amrina de b'shoshay misbal haya zocher yafet. He remembered. Now you don't remember. If you remembered, v'lo shach v'izkamura kedino v'ach yotzad davim elibo v'zebar moed. What's he saying? This is Rabbi Yaakov Emden. The Mark says the Rabbi Yaakov Emden. The Yaivatz. Rabbi Yaakov Emden is saying that if. After you finish davening Shemoneh Esrei, a minute after, so you don't remember if you said it, so assume you said it. Just because you don't remember if you said it. You know what? When I thought of this, I was in yeshiva, my sahaba Lakewood, that somebody by Mincha, he's not Rashiv of Shara Torah, Yeshiva Shara Torah, of Kamen Epstein Shlita, says to me, Rabbi Josh, says to me, we're in Lakewood, he says to me, I was sitting next to him, says, I remember if I said it by Shachris. I said, St. Talmud of Ashachas. I said, how long are you supposed to remember? I said to him, you remember, that's why I asked the Ayom now. You think by Minchi you remember if you said by Ashachas? So then I discovered this Morik Tzia. The Morik Tzia says that if the Safi came into your mind, if the finished Manessa, we assume you said it. You always say it. How many times do you forget? You never forget. You hardly ever forget. How many times did you daven again? Once, twice? No one. It's very rare. So assume you remembered. You don't remember if you remembered. People don't remember. But he makes an artificial cutoff line. If you had the suffix during Shemoneh Esrei or after Shemoneh Esrei with me. So I love this motzi and I paskin that way. But I have another chiddush. See, if I say it, I don't sometimes even remember during the Shemoneh Esrei. So I say like this. This is what I always paskin. That if I was thinking about something else, a Rambam. I know I wasn't thinking about it. If I was, when I was davening, I was thinking about something else. Chas v'shalom. This doesn't apply to this olam. But sometimes when I daven, I'm thinking about a shayla. Who knows what? So then you have this din Yerushalmi. But if I don't remember, if I thought about saying it, see, I time it like this. Yerushalmi doesn't mean you forget for 30 days. Of course you don't. The Yerushalmi means if you daven by rote. I know that I daven by rote. I know I was thinking about something else. So then for 30 days, you assume that habit takes 30 days for most people. But if I don't remember, if I thought about saying it, I say, I could forget I said it even during Shema. See, he made an arbitrary cutoff line. He says, nah, if you said it, you'd remember, you know, if you had the doubt during Shema, if you said it, you'd probably remember. Well, he doesn't know me. Because I could forget 2 minutes later, you know, my Shema is a little bit longer, and by the time I'm holding my Maidim, did I say that? I don't remember anymore. So you can assume, so if you want, so I always say, you want a paskin like the Yaivats, the Martzeya, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin. So this is the Psak, this is the Halach. That, you know, I think we all intuitively paskin this way. I have here a Shach and a Taz in your day, and a Chashivat Tamut Chacham, Rabbi Moshe Per Shlita, Wanted Shteltsu, and I'll tell you why I think it's different perhaps over here. See, there's a Shaila in the Taz. If you look above my hieroglyphics, the Marak Tzia, where I wrote down this Marzim Simon Kuf Yudal. Above that, there's a Taz. On your left side is a Taz, Nukudas Akesef is in the right column, is the Shach. Those of you that learn Yeridaya, so you know the Shach wrote a Sefer with arguments on the Taz. So the Taz says, it says in Masiach Lefi Tumai, if a person is Masiach Lefi Tumai, he says Masiach Lefi Tumai, you know, it means in your innocence, you're not testifying, you're just talking. Masiach Lefi Tumai is in Nemanus. You're Neman to say, even though as Neirecha Neman to say there was Malicha, there's a Cheskas Isur of blood in there, like the Shmaitzes that we studied this week. So it's, we Paskin Neirecha is not Neman against this Chazik Isur. And now this Chazik Isur, there's blood in the meat. So can Neirecha say that was Malicha was done? So it says, Masiach Lefi Tumai is Neman, Ramah says. So, Hikshu Beis Yosef, Masiach Neman Abedis Isha. We're only Mekel Masiach Lefi Tumai at the end of Yomamis. Aguna, we're Mekel Masiach Lefi Tumai. But for Malicha, are you believe Masiach Lefi Tumai? We're not Mekel of testimony, which is said, you know, Masiach Lefi Tumai is speaking in your innocence. V'tiretz, b'minit rabban nema, b'chol makom. Malicha is only drabban, Rabbi said. Midoraisa, you don't need Malicha. You know what, you're thinking, you're surprised. Malicha is only drabban, is memanavshach. If you cook it, then dam shebishtel yet it over, midoraisa. And if you fry it, you don't need Malicha. And if you eat it raw, Tyson Chulin says on Tezvav, you don't have to do Malicha. You can eat raw meat without salting. Tyson Chulin, Yudalra, Tezvav. So, midoraisa, like the Prima Gadim explains, you don't need Malicha midoraisa. It's a chiddush. Everyone needs Malicha. The kinds of Malicha is the Rabban. Right? It's a surprise. But midoraisa, you don't need Malicha. To eat the meat raw, you don't need Malicha. It's Taisa Chul. You dollar a Tesla in our first bag of Chul. If you fry it, if you roast it, roasting takes out the blood. If you cook it, the Gemara says that Dam Shabishla, you're not over. If you cook blood, there's no Isidaraisa. If you cook blood, Dam Shabishla, you're not over. The Rambam maybe doesn't pass in that way, Rashi, but that's the Pashtus. So he says, by the Rabbanon, came to me, it says, only the Rabbanon, it's me the Rabbanon, Neman, B'chol Makom. See, he says another reason why it's the Rabbanon. I don't know what he doesn't say like me. V'ach Bosa came to Meliach Kiroseach. You know, salting is like cooking. Meliach Kiroseach. V'ami Dam Shebishlov in her love. Once you salt it, it's like cooking it. And once you cook it, you're not over. Yeah, so he says, because we're mabdi my moshe, like me. So it's achlem liach korasech, the belavach ilo aveli isid rabbanon, v'mavushu b'fanein. You cooked it. Yes, and you didn't have to say al smaliach korasech, my argument. No, so I want to skip, this is not the important part. I'm just, you know, we're going to a little smalicha. So look what he says later. He says, yeah. Vod Yesh is three lines before the bottom. This is where I should have started. Three lines before the bottom of the Taz. Va'oid Yesh losis tam la'atim. The bevadai osasa isha kedarko mochatchila kein aida minim gabi krishma. She probably salted it. The woman doesn't remember she salted. She probably did. What does a woman do? She salts. He says, Bevadai asaisha kidarka, umochat chila, kind of meaning I krishma, tob of lechtev is chamamanir bein sachlad is sikhe nokat. When a person starts the manir be mechem, you're not sure we're holding, assume he went straight. You don't make a mistake anymore over there. Also, you can never near that. I don't want you going after chazak. It's a cheskas, b'dam in there. Tish rov negar chazaka. Rov pam imochim tchila. Rov adif me chazaka. See, there's a cheskas isa, but there's a rov that rov times you remember malicha. So the shach, the kudas akesiv, he says nearly the lo tov oira. The vada lo min bahai gavna. I'm reading the kudas akesiv. Savik the rabban lekula. The Shach wanted to say Safid Rabban and Lakula. But you don't say Safid Rabban and Lakula because there's a Cheskas Isser. When there's a Cheskas Isser, do you say Safid Rabban and Lakula? It's a machloikis in Erevin Tanoim. It's a machloikis achrainim. If Safid Rabban and Lakula by a Cheskas Isser. When you have status quo Isser, Cheskas Isser. Do you say Safid Rabban and Lakula? It's a machloikis Tanoim in Erevin in the third parak. And it's a machloikis achrainim. So the Shach says, so you don't say kaposke machol b'sichal l'chlitz nitzvah blavachi shari b'tav safik d'rabban b'sim simachav z'amim maligal lo sharin b'yotzi v'nechres v'chavim halavachi asa ayit safik d'rabban. So he's going to say what I'm telling you. He paskins the shach that safik d'rabban is not l'kula when there's a cheskas iser. Shematzu vadi neged kolaposke vadi shani hacha kem nischazikan iser. It's a cheskas iser. You don't say safik d'rabban l'kula. We've been learning in Shmaitz and Daf Yomi a lot about V'neid Echor is Nehman Neged Eschazik Yisur. Remember, Chaim, that's what we're studying in Shmaitz. V'neid Echor is Nehman Neged Eschazik Yisur. Now we want to know, do you say Safik Rabban Lekul against the Chazaka? He says, no, Chayil Eschazik Yisur. But mean Safik Rabban Lekul, like the Shach says in Kufiyot. Then skip. Umashikosov, skip a few lines, not a list, a few lines, and we finish. Umashikos Odiosh Istam Lahatim. He brings two mashalim, the Taz Krishma. Once you started the man Yibri Yimecha, we assume you finished it correctly. So we assume that this woman salted the meat. He says it's not a good comparison. Hey, no doma. Adra, hachem stav de lo mocha. Tvei inyi melicha eisa gadol. Melicha is not a simple thing. It's not like saying the same talo mato. It's a big tircha. Who? Veich efshish shachas eisa kazeh. Say, if I care. The fact that she doesn't remember, you don't remember if you did Melicha. Why don't you remember? See, you could forget if you said the same Talamata. You can't forget if you did Melicha, it's a very big Asek. And he says, Mashikosav, the Eish Kan Roiv, Neger Achazaka, Lesa, Tloshach Kan Roiv. Shayach Yeroiv. It's not Shayach Yeroiv. What does the Shach mean? It's not Shayach Yeroiv. So you could learn like Taisin Yavamas. I noticed to give him Hashon Yeredeya. Mentions to look in Taisin Yavamas Kofiyot Tes, end of Yavamas. And Taisin says there that Rov Givvar what something is, but not you did a Maisa. See, this Rov, you want to know if you did something. A Rov can't say that because of Rov that I did something. It's called Rov Atali B'Maisa. That's not Taisin. Taisin says, learns Pshat Nigmar B'Chairis, maybe that's what the Shach means. So he wanted to say, Moshe Per did, that based on this Shach, it's he wanted to compare the suffix of Melicha to the suffix of, he said, St. Talamata. It's very
isn't
similar.
Isn't Rav when a group of people are doing it? Like here, it's one person, it's not like one. Right, everyone's doing something, so you assume that I did it with them. But if I'm doing it to myself, what?
Well, usually I do it. So assume I did it. Rove times I do it. Rove times when you prepare the meat, you do Melicha. It's a chazaka. Is that not what the Marksia said? Isn't that what the Marksia said? Look in the bottom in the Marksia. Mukim lo achas kasei t'chol gonch din ovad. But you're saying he did something. So l'chayr, according to the Shach, you can't use a chazaka roiv to say you did something. That's the debate here. So what I say, So just my last crack, Ben, I want to argue like this. See, it's a shiloh, but he means the marks of Yaivetz. He's saying something else. Like if I were to ask you, did you say I asked you by Mincha, by Shabbos, let's say I asked, did you say the same Talmud a week ago? I don't remember. Is that a suffix? See, if I don't remember a week ago, that doesn't create a suffix. It's not a suffix. Because you don't remember if you did it a week ago. What the Moritzay is saying is that if after you finish Tam Shemesis, I'm supposed to think about it all day, remember, did I save the Saint Almighty? So Michael said, you have some simon and you remember because you backed up, you know, you remember. So, but you know, if you finish, you finish, finish. That's something, Kol Milsa, remember he quoted that Chazal, Kol Milsa de la Vadaite de la Ram Yalei, Dinesh of Levi Vadaite.
When you say the same thing, let's say tonight, Maru, did I daven Mincha today? I don't remember if I daven Mincha today. You say the same thing as it's
Malik,
like
Malik?
It's a full action.
Yeah, yeah, and it's a lot of Tirich, it's like
Malik. Yeah.
So what's the din?
The Rebbe would say that.
So you say something about Banu Lekula?
I can't remember.
So maybe it's something, Atfilu, do you say something about Banu Lekula? It's Machloikis. The Stiuti, Rashba, Chuvasa Rashba. Suffolk is Pal, Chosim is Pal, there's a Stiuti in Bialoch. Chuvasa Rashba and the Rashba. Whether you have to daven again or you could daven again. Suffolk if you daven. Yeah, it's a stira between the Chuvas HaRashba and the Chidush HaRashba. If Safik is Spal, Chosim is Spal. Chaim says, at night I don't remember Adam Mincha. So what's the din? You say, Kol Milsa, so I can argue like the Yaiva, the Marzi, and say, Kol Milsa, the Ramilei Dinshi, of the Lord Adaita. I don't remember. But remember the Shach over there in Yeridea, something like Malicha, it's the kind of thing. How Mincha is not just, see, the same Talmud is very different. Something that just a quick, yeah. Same Talmud. A Mincha, you don't have Mincha. If you don't remember, if you don't have Mincha, it's not so, so that's so
simple. There are several chilukim. Practice chilukim. Number one, when a woman's being molech, she's got the soup on the fire, she got this, she got that, she got 150 things going on. When you're dialing, you're in your shul, and half of the shul is going,
We're talking about when Jared and the Rev were all saying same Talmud aloud.
Yeah, I'm saying it has to be. You're only davening. It's the only thing you're doing.
The first 3-4 days, everybody
says
same Talmud.
By now, no one's saying. Nobody's screaming out the same Talmud, right? So in the kids, la locha la meiser, rabbis. So this is, it's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah misquotes the Marek Tziyah. That's the Pella. The Mishnah Berurah, I showed you the Mishnah Berurah on the other side. He quotes a totally different halacha, which contradicts the Marek Tziyah. And that's how he paskins. Now the Magen Gibarim says what the Mishnah Berurah says they both say. The Magen Gibarim, see Mishnah quotes over there, you see that in the bottom. He quotes and then he goes over to the top. Marek Tziyah Magen Gibarim brings it from two people. The Magen Gibarim says what the Mishnah Berurah says he says. But the Marek Tziyah says this way, so do I have the chutzpah to paskin like the Marek Tziyah really says? Is this a strange thing, Rabbi Yisai, that I had to handle, to deal with? Now, because I hold the Marek Tziyah is so stark, is so good, that I paskin really like the Marek Tziyah. People ask me, say, I don't remember, they come over after Shemoneh Esrei, I don't remember if I said it right. Hey, I said, you probably said it right, you forgot. I go like the Marek Tziyah. It's always like I paskin.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.